This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Nitty Ginger Podcast. This is episode 2, Awesome Sauce. Thank you all so much for joining me today. I'm your host, the Nitty Ginger, and today is June 25th, 2014. I'm broadcasting live from Canton, Georgia. Alright, so first off, let me say, I know it's been a little while since my last and first podcast. Things got a little crazy for me. My schedule got kind of turned on its head, so bear with me. This is going to be a weekly podcast. In fact, today's Wednesday, so I might do one on Saturday as well, if I have a chance. So, thanks for coming back, and if this is your first time listening, welcome. All right, so today's segments will include what's crafting, what's done cooking, fudge monkeys, woohoo, geeky fangirl pick of the week, a review, organized chaos for the love of Yarnia, awesome sauce, Ravelry guides, a giveaway, and some housekeeping. Alright, so let's go ahead and get started. So, what's crafting? In this segment, I will cover what I'm working on craft-wise. This could be sewing, knitting, crocheting, whatever I deem is crafting. So, my very first thing that I'm super, super excited about is some project bags. I am actually working on some really cool custom fabric. This custom fabric will be centered around Supernatural, Doctor Who, and Hogwarts. I ordered my first round of fabric, custom fabric, that I used with some designs that I created. And I got them. They were pretty good. So close, but not quite. So I made some tweaks and I reordered some sample fabrics. If those turn out well, I will order full fabric, you know, yards, and then we'll make some really cool project bags. Fingers crossed, I can do all of this by July 16th. That might not be possible, but I'm going to try it. All right. So now, what I'm working on knitting-wise. The first thing is the Hitchhiker. I mentioned the Hitchhiker in my last podcast. That Hitchhiker has passed away. I'll get into that in a later segment. Alright, I'm being a little dramatic. I don't know if you guys could hear it or not. I was being a little dramatic. This new Hitchhiker is in Malabrigo sock yarn in the colorway number 173 Stone Chat. And Stone Chat is a really pretty colorway with some dark garnets and a few different shades of brown. Really pretty. I'm really excited. I'm about 15 teeth in. Fingers crossed nothing happens to this Hitchhiker. The next thing on my needles is the Lattice Socks by Dyed Gems Yarn Company out of Peyton's Croy Socks FX. Now I picked this up at either a Michael's or a Joann's or something like that. And it's out of the Clover Colors colorway. And it's a really pretty tweedy, I think you'd call it tweedy, deep blues, yellows, and greens. It's really pretty. I'm loving it so far. Unfortunately, the pattern is something I have to pay attention to, so I don't get to work on it a whole lot. But it's coming along, slowly but surely. The next thing on my needles is Preemie Hats. Now, I'm actually using a pattern, Preemie Baby Beanies by Karen Everett. This is a free pattern on Ravelry. Now, this is also for my thing that I will tell you about in a later segment that is coming up in July. And the pattern's killing my arms and my hand, primarily my right. I'm getting, like, cramps, and it's because it's super tiny needles. And I don't usually use super tiny needles, and it's in the round. For some reason, it must be the way I'm sitting, it's causing problems. So, I need to find a new pattern. It's on my stocking list. Hopefully, I can find one. The next thing on my needles is Mother Bear number 3. She has told me her name now. Her name will be Fabulous Francesca. And she's about 95% done. Scratch that, 90% done. I'm working on her. Hopefully I'll have her done by my next segment. And then the last thing on my needles is Earth and Sky by Stephen West. Now this is a shawl. It's a very pretty shawl. It's made out of 3 different colors. If you're new to color work, it's a great intro because it's not all that complicated. I cast this thing on when he did the mystery knit along. It's been on the needle since then. There's nothing wrong with the pattern. It just doesn't like me, and I don't like it. I can't stay concentrated on it. But looking at the completed projects from other knitters on Ravelry has really, really, really inspired me to finish it. So, even if it's going to be the death of me, I'm going to finish the shawl. I don't know why. I just feel like it's my Achilles heel. I'm going to get it done, though. Enough said about that one. I am working on that in... It's a Knit Picks fingering weight yarn. I got it years and years and years ago. I have no idea what it is at this point because I've lost all the tags. But it's a really pretty light yellow, a deep caramel brown, and an olive green. So it's going to be really pretty once it's done, and I will finish it. So that's it for What's Crafting. On to my next segment, What's Done Cooking. All right. So before I get on, go on to my finished knitting projects, I'm going to talk about what I actually cooked. Because I loved this recipe so much and I wanted to share it. And I will post the full recipe in my show notes along with everything else that I discussed today. But Ben and I eat a crap ton of chicken tenders. And I just realized, crap ton and food, yeah, gross. Okay. A ton of chicken tenders. I'm editing myself as I go. Nice, right? Okay, squirrel. Back to the topic. So, because I have time, I work a crazy schedule, he works a crazy schedule. We usually just buy the pre-made chicken tenders in the frozen aisle for like $8-9 from Publix or Walmart, wherever. You get maybe, for the two of us, 2 to 3 meals out of that. And we usually eat it on top of a salad. Like, we make a chicken salad and throw that on. So, you don't get a whole lot in these bags. And they're not the best thing in the world for you. So I decided I'm going to make my own chicken tenders. I scoured the internet looking for a recipe. Could not find the recipe I wanted. I finally found something close, made a batch. To me, they were flavorless. So I tweaked that recipe and created my own. So that recipe actually came off of the Food Network website. It's by Tony... I have no idea. It was on the show Down Home with the Neelys. So, it's called Tony's Chicken Tenders with Honey Mustard Sauce. I tweaked this recipe drastically, but I used most of the same ingredients. Now, number one thing I did to make it a little healthier, I did not fry my chicken tenders in the peanut oil like they suggest. I used coconut oil. And if you've never used coconut oil before you're like, ew, that's gross, they must have been sweet. Coconut oil really is very mild. And it's probably the healthiest oil out there on the marketplace. It comes in like a solidified format, and it liquefies for you to cook in. And so that was the first thing I did. I preheated my oil. This is important. You have to preheat your oil to 350 degrees. Otherwise, your chicken's not going to cook correctly. I got chicken breast. I did 2 pounds of chicken breast. And then I had beaten eggs, flour, and then a mix. You can check out the mix I'm not going to go over the recipe right now. You can see it on the blog if you're interested. But what you do is you beat your eggs. I used one egg per pound. And you have your flour and your mix. You take your tenders, you cut them up into the size strips you like. You have two options. You can take a mallet and beat them thin, or you can leave them thicker. It's up to you. I like mine thicker, so that's what I did. You take your chicken, you dip it in your flour, you coat it, make sure it is coated. Not thick, just a light coat over. You take it out, you put it in your eggs. This is going to make your fingers absolutely gross, guys. Unless, you know, you have some kind of cool tool to use. But you put it in the egg. You dredge that thing with egg. And I learned this the hard way. You don't just dip it. You make sure this thing is coated. Otherwise, you're not going to get enough of your panko mix on. You're not going to get that chicken tender effect that you're looking for. So, you coat it over. Take it out. You put it into your mix. Now, my mix is panko breadcrumbs and some other things. So, I like mine a little spicier, too. If you don't like yours just to be spicy, limit how much cayenne pepper you use. But again, you can tweak it to your liking. You take it out. You put it on the side as your oil is heating. Again, make sure your oil is at the right temperature. Based on how thick your tenders are will change how long you cook them. So what I recommend is you take one of those tenders and put it into the oil by itself. I also recommend you get a grease screen so you do not accidentally burn yourself. You put it in the fryer. Because I liked mine a little thicker, about 1 to 1.5 inches thick, I did 4 minutes on each side. It created a beautiful golden brown outside, and they were perfectly cooked. Guys, these are delicious. And the 2 pounds gave me about 10 meals, and I spent probably about $10 to $12 for that. I want to say it's $10 when I did the calculation. So it's totally worth it, and they taste way better. So if you guys like cooking, and you're looking for something quick and easy and a little healthier, check it out. Anyway, that's what I made that I really, really enjoyed. So on to what I'm finished knitting. I finished my Mother Bear number 2. His name is Fabulous Frankie. He is adorable. He finally told me his name. I want to keep him. And if I didn't honestly think that was, you know, going to leave a black spot on my soul, I probably would. But he's super cute. I cannot wait for him to be mailed so some little kid gets him because he deserves a great home. I love him. The other thing I finished was a hand towel for my kitchen. I couldn't find a pattern that I wanted, so I created my own. I'm going to post it up on the project page. Everything I wanted, you know, what I was going for, it was either too big or too small, so I created my own. It turned out really cute, and I really like it. The other thing I finished was 4 preemie hats. And again, that was the Preemie Baby Beanies pattern, which is a free pattern on Ravelry by Karen Everett. And that was pretty much it. So on to the next segment. Goodness. All right, my next segment is Fudge Monkeys. Now, in case you couldn't figure out what the segment was, it's basically me complaining, so bear with me. Last week was a rough week for me. Wednesday night, I was home alone, super excited. Had some much needed self time planned. Had my knitting, had a glass of wine, had my TV shows. Well, about halfway through, I was sitting on the floor, went to get up, did something wrong, threw my back out. So I dropped my knitting and I am sprawled out on my back, just staring at the ceiling, going, Nobody was coming home for at least 2 to 3 more hours, so I was home alone in horrible amounts of pain. No idea what I did. Very frustrated. But I had to use the restroom. So I half crawl, half walk my way to the bathroom, come back out, and my lovely kitten has eaten my hitchhiker. I was about 12 teeth in, I think. So not too terribly far, but far enough that the cat and I didn't speak for a few days. I was super, super upset. And to make matters worse, because she just ate it and didn't actually, like, rip out anything, I couldn't reuse the yarn. So I had to toss it. Which means I no longer had enough yarn in that colorway for Claudia hand-painted yarns to make the project. So, I lost my project. It was super, super upsetting. But it happens. And that's my complaint for the week, is evil kittens who think it's funny to attack your stuff when you're in pain. Not nice. So anyway, on to my next segment. My next segment is, woohoo! Now, I listen to the Knit Girls. I love their podcast. It's a video cast. So, I don't know if it's technically called a podcast, but it's a video podcast. And they're great. Those two crack me up. They keep me very entertained, and I look forward to their podcast every week. And they do, every summer, a Super Summer Knit Together in Nashville, Tennessee. And so for 4 days in Nashville, Tennessee in July, they get together along with, I think it's 142 of their listeners, and they do like this massive knitting slumber party almost. And it's done, I'm forgetting the name of it, but it basically, it's old dorm rooms. And so, you know, they've got vendors and they've got knitters and spinners and everything else. Now, in August, they announced that they were opening up tickets. And as you know, can imagine, it's very, very limited. So, you've got to get in there early. Well, because I had just moved to Georgia, I was like, there's just no earthly way I'm going to be able to go. So I didn't buy my ticket. I did, however, about 2 to 3 weeks ago, decide to join their Ravelry group. And lo and behold, last week they announced they were going to have 3 spots open. Now, I bookmarked this sucker and checked it 3 times a day to see if that number changed. And about halfway through the week, it changed down to 2. So now I was really nervous. I'm like, oh my god, I'm not going to get my spot. You know, it's been a little bit of a Debbie Downer and not super, super positive about the whole thing. But I was going to try anyway. So, Friday comes. Because they had the thread locked. Probably should have said that. They had the thread locked, and they said they were going to unlock it at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am out with the girls getting some food. I have my tablet open, and I'm just sitting there with the refresh button, waiting for them to unlock it. They unlock it. I'm the third person. I'm, like, crushed. I'm like, no! Right? Well, what I did not see is about 30 minutes prior to that, they had updated the thread and said there were now 3 spots. So I got in. I get to go. I'm so excited. This is going to be my first knitting convention. And so I can't wait. And I don't have any knitting companions up in here in Georgia yet. So I'm hoping to make some cool friends. And, you know, I'm just super, super, super excited. Now, they're doing some raffle giveaways. And they're going to give you some tickets with your registration. But you also get some tickets for doing some things. And one of those things is charity knitting. Now, for every 100 yards in charity knitting, and you have to turn your projects in when you get there, you get a raffle ticket. So I'm doing preemie baby hats. I've done 4 so far. I'm on my 5th. And I am going to have 20 total by the time I get there. I have until July 16th. I'm going to do it. I know I can do it. In fact, I might make more and get other knitting done. I might not sleep much, but it's going to happen, guys. I have to have some good raffle tickets here. So, that's it for my woohoo. On to my next segment. My next segment is Geeky Fangirl Pick of the Week. Now, this isn't a TV show. This is a game. This is the Magic card game. I don't know if you all have ever heard of it. It is a card game that I think has been out for quite some time. It's called Magic the Gathering. That's its official name. They come out with expansions on these cards, I think once a quarter. And I think it's once a quarter. And basically what it does is you create decks of 60 cards. And these decks all do different things depending on what colors you're playing, and you create your own custom deck. So there's like endless possibilities here. And then you play an opponent or multiple opponents. And, you know, my card might be a zombie that does 3 damage and could kill your 1/1 zombie. Right? I'm making this super simple. But it's super dorky, super nerdy, but a whole lot of fun. And Ben actually got me into it, and I love it. And they've got a new Magic set coming out, actually July 18th, when I'm going to be in Nashville, of course. And so I've been stocking these things. They actually have an online play. I've never done it, but you can play online against people all over the world. You can also... I think there's an Xbox game, a PlayStation game, and an Amazon game, if I remember correctly. But it's really fun. You know, you can play at your local card shops. And if you are into video games or card games or medieval type of things, I guess you'd call it medieval, check it out. It takes some getting used to when you first start to play, but it's really not that complicated, and it's a lot of fun. And if anybody wants to play online, just let me know. I'm down for a game anytime you want. So, anyway, on to my next segment. My next segment is a review. So this week I decided to review Knit to Flatter. Now this is by, and I know I'm going to mess up her name, Amy Herzog. And I'm sure some of you have already heard of this book because it has been out for quite a while. But this is a phenomenal book. I am curvy. Pretty busty up top. And I have, you know, quite the behind as well. And so I have a very hard time adapting patterns or even finding patterns that flatter me because the way I'm shaped. Now, I stumbled across this book in the library. They just happened to have it. And I picked it up and brought it home. And I was like, oh my God, I have to buy this. This has to be in my library. So this is a must. If you do not have this book, I highly recommend it because it doesn't matter your shape or size, she covers it in this book. And so she's got a really good intro. It's like a couple pages long. And she's, you know, just covering the importance of knowing your body shape and learning to fit it. And so chapter one is basically describing different body types. You know, she's got real models, like holy crap, she has thin models, but she's got heavier models. She's got curvy models, she's got stick figure models. I mean, she's got a little bit of everybody. And what's even better is she's got some models in here that have, that fit in a category and they're thin, but she explains why they fit into that category, like the curvy category, for example, because of the way that they're shaped. So it's super great. You know, there's this one model in chapter two. It's for the top-heavy shapes, which I'm either, I can be considered top-heavy or hourglass. So, you know, it happens. But it's basically, you know, she's discussing how even though you might be super, super thin, if your shoulders are broader than your hips, then you are technically top-heavy, and how to dress for it. So it's actually really great. I mean, she's got an per group, I think three or four, maybe five sweater suggestions. She tells you what to look for in terms of patterns for each group. She gives you numerous sizes in these patterns. She gives you reasons why they're good. Like, oh, this one's good because the texture, collar, and short sleeves broadens the shoulders and bust. So, you know, for the bottom-heavy girls or the pear-shaped girls, that's a good suggestion and to help you even you out. So it's a really great, great book. The photos are great. The photos were by Karen Pearson. They're great. Her models are wonderful because they're real. They're not just little pretty stick figures. They're just real. They're real everyday people. And even the ones that are super thin actually, you know, have some meat to them, so you know they don't actually starve themselves, which I can appreciate. But the patterns are beautiful, and I love that she tells you what else to look for. And the very last chapter is titled Other Figure Features. So no matter which of the main categories you fit into, you might have other figure characteristics you'd like to flatter with your sweaters. Do you have a substantial bust or no bust at all? Basically, she just goes in and says, okay, there's other things you might want to hide or accentuate, and here are some other suggestions and why they work. So, she's got, you know, some really pretty patterns there, and then goes into and explaining why they're good for what you're looking for in terms of accentuating or hiding other features, right? So it's really great. I love this book. I highly recommend it. Pick it up. Take a look at it. I think this is something you absolutely must have in your library. Simply the tips alone for picking out a good sweater. We all have been there where we've just seen this pattern and we're like, oh, I love that pattern. Oh, that would look awful on me. And you automatically just discount it because you're like, can't. Well, she goes into why maybe you're wrong. Or looking at it in a different light. And I think that's really great. So, check it out. Way worth it. This is currently retailing in paperback on Amazon for $17.21. Or you can get the Kindle version for $11.99 US. So take a look at it. I highly recommend it. Love, 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 love this book, in case I haven't summed it up already. So, on to my next segment. My next segment is called Organized Chaos. So, in real life, I am a product manager, which basically means I'm responsible for dreaming up new products and new product lines. So, when I'm working, I'm super organized, super focused, and I'm on top of things. I know exactly what's coming, you know. I'm very, very, very highly organized. In the rest of my life, however, not so much. It's usually chaos. So, listening to some of the other podcasts last week and them talking about what they were looking to do for fall kind of inspired me to get organized. So, I went through Ravelry and I organized my queue, and what I did was I went in and I picked everything I want to try to make by September 30th to wear for fall and tagged it. And then what needed yarn I tagged with needs yarn, and then I went through and tagged the other projects in my queue for other categories, you know, winter 2014, or what have you, if it needs yarn, if it doesn't need yarn, and all of that. And it's, I feel really good about this. Now, my queue is not that long, so it's only a couple of pages, but I know I'm going to keep adding to this, especially as I stock patterns. So doing this was super, super, super helpful. And I feel like I could go to SSK and go, this yarn's really pretty.
what do I have that I want to make with this? And be able to pull it up real quick and go, okay, I need 2 skeins of this. I need 3 skeins. And I'm good. So I'm really excited. If you do not use your queue this way, I highly recommend it. So what I have planned for my fall goals, I have the Quadraphonic cardigan. And this is a pattern by Ruth Garcia Alacund. I'm horrible with names. I've said that, I know. But this was in Knit Scene Winter 2013. It's a cabled open front cardigan. It's beautiful. I can't wait to make this. The next thing is the Tara jacket, also out of Knit Scene Winter 2013. And that's by Ashley Rowe. It is a motorbike jacket, a knit motorbike jacket, which I own. I can't tell you how many motorbike jackets. I love them, and I hear they're going to be in for fall this year, so I have to have this one as well. The next thing is the Scoop Neck Cable Pullover by Debbie O'Neill, and this was actually published in Knit Simple Winter 2012-2013, and it's just a really simple cabled pullover. It's super pretty. I cannot wait to start this one either. The next thing on my list is the Claras by Laura Nelkin. Laura Nelkin's actually teaching at SSK, and so I've been kind of stalking her patterns, trying to figure out which of all of the gorgeous ones I wanted to make, and this is the top of my list. The next two items are actually by the same designer, and it's a hat and a scarf, and it's Kim Hausmeiser, and it's the Starter Cable Scarf and Hat. And this is actually published in Leisure Arts number 5612, Expanding Your Knitting Skills, and it retails for $10.82 on Amazon. Really good price. I also bought that. I can't wait to get for it to get here. Even if I just make the two patterns out of it, I'll be a happy person. And then the last selfish thing for me is the Honey Cowl by Antonio Shanklin. Now, this was made for Madeline Tosh, and it calls for Madeline Tosh DK. But I'm actually going to use Lustra, Barocco Lustra, instead to make this. I can't wait. It's a gorgeous Honey Cowl. Like, oh, I love it. It has almost 16,000 projects done on Ravelry. So it's a very, very popular pattern, and I can't wait to add this to my pattern group. I'm super excited about it. And then the other thing that I want to do is 4 more Mother Bears. So I actually have a deadline for August on those, but I'm going to make those. And then the 15 more preemie hats. So that's it. That's my organized chaos. So on to For the Love of Yarnia. All right. So in this segment, I will be covering additions to my stash. I have a problem, guys. I'm not going to lie. But all of the yarn I did buy is for those projects, some of those projects I listed in my fall 2014 goals. So it's not awful if I already have plans for it, right? Anyway. Knit Picks was having a sale. So I checked them out, and they actually had a lot of their bulky and heavier worsted weight stuff on sale. So I was like, score! Perfect for winter and fall this year. So the first thing I got was an Erin Waite, and it's Andes del Campo. And I got 10 skeins, which is 1,640 yards, in the Brass Heather colorway. And this is, it's like a deep, not even deep, it's a caramel color, a lighter caramel color or camel color. And it is a heavy Erin worsted weight. It has 164 yards per skein. And it's 100% Highland wool. This is going to be gorgeous for one of my projects. I'm super excited about it. The next one I got is Knit Picks Galileo. And this is a sport weight. And it's in a the colorway Dragonfly. And this is actually, I got 5 skeins of this. And this is a deep, deep emerald green. It is beautiful and super, super soft. So I'm excited. I really, really enjoyed that. And I can't remember how much I bought for it. Let me see if I can dig out my, how much I paid for it. Let me see if I can get my invoice. I know I'm making a ton of noise on this. I'm sorry. All right, so here's my invoice. So, for the Dragonfly Galileo, I paid $3.99 a skein. For the Brass Heather Andes del Campo, I paid $3.50. And then the last thing I got is the Wool of the Andes Bulky. And this is in the grass colorway. And it's like a deep pea green. It's really pretty. I'm going to make my motorbike jacket out of this. I can't wait. This comes, it's 100% Peruvian Highland wool, 137 yards to a skein. This is going to be gorgeous. I can't wait. It's going to be great. So that's it. And I'm going to try to not buy anything else. And I paid $4.49 for that. Sorry. Oh, I'm going to try not to buy anything else until I get to SSK. Fingers crossed I can do it. I might not be able to, but I'm going to try. So on to my next segment. My next segment is Awesome Sauce, which is actually what I entitled the episode for. So in this segment, it's going to be random stuff that excites me. And this week, it's a new website that I found called FabulousYarns.com. They're based here in the U.S. They have super, super deep discounts on things. Now, I love Namaste bags, love them. I can't get enough of them. And they carry Namaste bags. And I was looking for a very specific Namaste bag, the Harlow, their new Harlow, design in pumpkin spice. Currently, they retail for $85, but Famous Yarns is selling it for $68 right now. That and the new Namaste Monroe bag. So, I actually got 2 Namaste bags and ordered them. One's an espresso and one is the pumpkin. I got the Harlow, which I cannot wait until it gets here. And then I got the Laguna. And I actually have the Laguna in black already, but I went ahead and bought it in espresso brown because I tend to wear more browns in the fall than blacks anyway. So I have to coordinate my colors. Hello. It's a must. So I'm super excited. These guys have a great selection of things. They've got knitting bags and cases. They've got patterns and kits. They've got knitting accessories, knitting books and magazines, spinning wheels, sale yarns. They do a deal of the day. They sell needles. They sell yarn. I mean, they've got it all. And if you sign up for their newsletter, I think it is, you get 5% right off the bat. And then you, on the items that they've got on sale, you get an additional. So I think I paid $60 for one of the Namaste bags and $62 for the other. And usually they retail at $85 and $75. Great deal. Oh, and free shipping. So I highly encourage you to check them out because, I mean, great deal, right? They're amazing. I'll let you know when they get here. They said that it usually takes 2 to 3 business days or 2 to 4 business days to ship. So if something hinky happens, I'll let you guys know. But so far, it's looking really good, and I'm super excited. So that's it for Awesome Sauce. So on to my next segment. This is called Ravelry Guides. And so, you know, in case you didn't figure it out, it's talking about the guides in Ravelry. Now, I didn't know they had guides in Ravelry. But when you log in, if you go to the Ravelry homepage, and you look on the right-hand column, there's a latest guided tips. And what these are is essentially quick tutorials on how to use Ravelry and maximize your benefits. So if you click on, for example, the Remember and Compare tip guide, it is basically going to walk you through step by step how to do a quick comparison to see what you want in terms of, like, let's say you're looking for a cardigan and you see one that catches your attention. You can click on the right hand, on the right side of the title, there's a little down arrow, and you can click on it, and it has a little remember and compare feature, which I think is actually new, but you click remember and compare, and then it'll give you the ability to look for that later. So they've got several guides in here. It's really great because I don't know about you, but a lot of times I'm stalking something and I want to, you know, go back and look, but then I can't remember and I can't find it again. I mean, how many times has that happened? If it's happened, you know, it's happened to me, I can't tell you how many times. But what's really great is it actually allows you to compare the patterns. So if you have something in mind and you're like, these are both great, I don't know which one I want, you can compare them side by side. So it's a really great feature. But what's even better is these guides that show you how to use these features. So, check it out. It's always there on Ravelry. It's really, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I think it's great that they've taken the time to do this, because sometimes I miss really cool features like this because I'm just going and going and going and I've got workarounds. And so I'm not paying attention. And so these help me better maximize my experience on Ravelry. So take a look at it, guys. It's wonderful. So on to my last segment. My last segment is discussing a giveaway. So I am looking for a prize. I haven't decided yet. It's probably going to be a skein of yarn, but what yarn, I'm not sure. And I'm going to give it away once I hit 25 listeners. And my thought is, for the first 100 listeners, every 25 I'm going to do a giveaway. And so what you need to do is make sure you've joined the Ravelry group. Make sure you come and introduce yourself on the thread. And then I will pick at random a user to give away skein of yarn. As soon as I find the yarn that I want to give away, I will let you guys know. But please, 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 you know, the sooner I get to more listeners, the sooner I'm going to do more giveaways. So tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell anybody you want to come listen. I would love to have more listeners. And again, I'm super thankful that you're listening as well. So that's pretty much it. Just a reminder on how you can find me. You can find me on Ravelry, Twitter, Google, and Instagram under the handle Nitty Ginger. You can find my Ravelry group for the podcast, the Nitty Ginger Podcast on Ravelry. And that's about it. So thank you again so much for joining me. Until next time, happy crafting!